I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Monday, 11th of November. I'll be back as usual at 8 a.m. UK. That's 5 a.m. Eastern for the full podcast to start a brand new day with the latest EV News. Patreon supporters get the episodes as soon as they're ready and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Tesla is preparing customers for upcoming Cybertruck deliveries. Now, if you fancy specking the top Cyber Beast Founders Edition model, that's $120,000. It's the Foundation Series Cybertruck that you can spec for now. Then you can. And do so. Nothing about specific delivery dates is known yet. And they've also reinstated the anti-resale policy, which arrived and then was dropped, I think, because of public outcry from people saying, well, I need to be able to sell a vehicle if I need to sell a vehicle. But I get an anti-flipping thing because what is definitely going to happen is that people will buy them, realize they can sell them to competitor car companies for $200,000-$300,000. I mean, money's no object. Ford, GM, VW want to get a Cybertruck in their lab to tear apart, then they'll pay whatever they have to pay on eBay or whatever. So Tesla saying, no, we'll sue you for $50,000 if you do that. Now, it could be worth the risk because you could make well over 50 grand by selling those early vehicles to its competitors. I don't like people acting in bad faith, though. I like the romantic idea that everybody who gets a Cybertruck enjoys the Cybertruck and takes their friends, family, and others, you know, car meets out for rides and stuff. But people will do what people do, I guess. Volkswagen have introduced a software update to enable vehicle-to-home charging of their big batteries, 77 kilowatt hours, software version 3.5 or higher. This isn't quite as good as it sounds and seems. The likes of you and I will not be doing it unless you live in Germany and you have the Hager Energy home battery storage system. Because what this does, if you have a big battery ID model from VW, when your home battery gets low, it will then dump energy from the car into your battery, top it up, and the battery fully integrated into your home electrics will then carry on powering your home. That's very different to being able to go get an EV charger to put on the side of your house and then connecting with a VW that will then power your home in the event of a power cut or just when electricity is expensive. So not quite what we've seen from the likes of Ford with the F-150 Lightning and also Tesla, we think, coming with their new PowerShare technology. Ford is realigning their production for 2024, reducing the Ford F-150 Lightning production at their Rouge EV Center in Dearborn, Michigan, down to 1,600 EV trucks a week as they look to align customer demand and supply. Hyundai's Ioniq 5N is gearing up for its own powerful custom racing series, a spec series, so it'll all be those cars on the grid. Starts, we think, 2024. The cars will, of course, be stripped and roll cages and all that kind of stuff put inside. They'll be much lighter, but still be heavy vehicles. Can't wait to see them racing The Ioniq 5N recently named Top Gear's Car of the Year. Porsche unveiled their new Macan around the world, and we can finally talk about it now the embargo is lifted. WLTP range, 500 kilometres, or it's 310 miles, but we think it'll slightly exceed that because Porsche always lowers expectations and then exceeds them. The Taycan charged pretty well, but they say the Macan's going to be even better with great thermal management, heating, cooling when it needs to, a 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack, at least 270 kilowatt DC fast charging, but they say, you know, 22 minutes, 80% charge, but all about a great charge curve. So not just plugging in at a low state of charge and hitting that magic glory number, a little tickle, if you like, but they say it'll charge very quickly for a very long time. Genesis reducing the price of their electrified G80 in the US for next year's model year by $5,000. Still a $75,000 car, but 282 miles of EPA range. Very luxurious. And a reminder that the tax credit changes next year. I had a look at some of the vehicles that are still eligible for the tax credit. A Bolt EV, if you can get one, the Equinox, the Ford F-150 Lightning, Tesla Model 3, Tesla Model Y. The performance versions get that, long-range versions don't. And have a look at the list I'll put in the show notes, which you can find online as well at EV News Daily. And that's Briefly.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.